This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
We now have in the studio with us Sarah Stokely talking to us about the Changemakers Festival, which has been on from the 17th to the 26th of October. The Changemakers Festival brings together diverse communities of people passionate about making a difference, and it's a platform to showcase new and innovative ideas. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
You have been with us before in another with another hat. You were with Kota Vic.
That's right.
Yeah. So you've actually gone to the festival, which has been a bit of a jump for you, I guess.
Yeah. Look, it's just been fantastic. The parent body that runs Changemakers Festival is the Australian Centre for Social Innovation, who are really amazing. They call themselves a do tank for social innovation and social change based out of Adelaide. And the Changemakers Festival is basically their way of getting together changemakers from across the country to share what they're doing and what they've learned and to celebrate doing good work.
So Changemakers, tell us a little bit more about the festival. What does it actually do? What do you achieve in the weeks? How long has it been going? So a few questions in there. So
yeah,
a bit of background as well.
This is the third year that the Changemakers Festival has run, and the second year where it's been nationwide, because it actually started just in Sydney in 2012. And we describe it as Australia's festival of social change. And the cool thing about it, I think, is that it's a distributed and open source conference, which means that anyone who wants to put on an event, if it's related to social change, they can actually be part of the festival. And this year we had about 215 events that ran nationwide, which means 215 people or organizations actually took it upon themselves to run an event to, you know, share what they know, to bring together change makers, to teach. And I just think that's amazing.
So the word social change, what makes up social change? How do you define social change?
Well, I guess we have a very loose definition, which is, you know, are you working for social good? Are you working to make the world better? And if so, then, you know, you're totally welcome in this tent kind of thing. Some of the people who participated in some of the organizations were quite political. There was an animal activist forum in Sydney. Walk Together, the national walk organized by Welcome to Australia, was actually part of the festival this year. And we also have things which are much more about personal and professional development, people that want to make a change through working for organizations that work for social good, for example. So it's quite a broad church.
Yeah, that sounds like it. There's a lot of, in terms of organisations, there's a buzzword at the moment, mindfulness.
Yes.
Was there a lot of that stuff discussed in terms of organisational change?
Yeah, look, there was, both for personal use, but also in organizations, mindfulness, meditation, and all that kind of thing. There was an amazing event in Sydney, which was Yoga for the Laird, which was teaching people the benefit of yoga, but also fundraising for an environmental cause. But there were also a lot of events aimed at helping people working within organizations. I went to a really amazing event, actually, hosted by Peer Academy, who are a new social enterprise based here in Melbourne, whose mission is basically to facilitate people learning from their peers within organizations or from outside of their organization. And the session that I went to was on how do you facilitate conversation in polarized debate? So how do you move people from black and white opposition into a place where conversation and dialogue is actually possible?
Wow.
Which I thought was incredible.
So
who
what
could
are the
not
tips?
Use that skill? You
what,
know?
What were the highlights of that one? I'd love to know, because that's always the million-dollar question.
Well, look, a lot of it was about actually listening and identifying what it is that people value and what they're really attached to in a particular idea or position. And the example that they gave was anti-smoking. Mm. And the person who was taking the position of, you know, I hate smoking, I'm anti-smoking, you know, ban it. After we were coached to ask some questions, we learned that this person had lost a relative to a smoking-related cancer and had to nurse them through an illness and all this kind of stuff. And at that point, you realize this person's a human being. They've had a lot of life experience related to this topic. And if you can't respect them and talk to that person about that, you're not going to be able to shift their attitudes on a political position.
Mm. We're with Sarah Stokely from the Changemakers Festival. We're talking all about the festival, which there sounds like there have been some riveting sessions during the festival.
Joy 94.9.
Amy, you had a question.
Yes. You mentioned earlier that you had a great variety of organisations involved in the festival. What other kinds of organisations were involved? Were there any faith-based organisations or things like that?
There were, actually. There were some very interesting faith-based events. There was one which was run at the Melbourne City Mission, which was a fundraiser for the Hunger Project, which had a lot of speakers about what is a good life. And there was also, I don't know if you've heard of Sunday Assembly, which described themselves as a godless congregation, but they're basically a new global atheist organization which devotes themselves to learning more, doing good, and eating cake. And they had what they called the Grand Welcome, which was their first secular ceremony to welcome the new baby of some of their congregation.
Oh, interesting.
Sounds interesting.
I like it.
I was interested, you were talking before the break about the innovative approach to people who are in polarised positions when in debate, etc. What are some of the outcomes of the festival? What does the festival hope to achieve? So we have this great palette of ideas. How does it actually then translate into the everyday for the betterment, I guess, of social outcomes?
Yeah, sure. So we put a really big emphasis on networking and connecting changemakers with each other to learn what's working and to improve what they do, but also a big emphasis on attracting in people who might, you know, feel that something's important or that they want to be doing something to give back and they're not really sure. Maybe they don't know a lot of people that do that, or maybe they're not really sure where to get started. And we have a lot of people who come along and, you know, maybe they attend a film screening or a talk and they go, okay, I'm going to get my hands dirty now. I want to actually get started on this. And someone came up to me at a panel that I was on, which was Social Media for Social Good, and said, okay, this feels really important what you're talking about. And it's my goal now to be back here next year, actually involved in an event myself. And I just thought, okay, that's brilliant. That to me says it's working.
That's great. And I know that you're a bit of a social media guru, Sarah. So what are some of the, because as Amy and I were at the LGBTI Age and Aging Conference, and there's definitely a place for social media for good. What were some of the things that came out of that, that were some of the positive things that are coming out of social media?
Look, it was a really amazing panel. We had Kylie Findlay, who's a local blogger who blogs about a skin condition she has called ichthyosis and the fact that it makes her look visibly different. So she calls herself an appearance activist. And she talked about the power of how telling her story had made her feel very liberated and also had made a lot of other people get in touch with her saying, thank you so much. I know that I'm not alone now, you know, or my child has just been diagnosed with this condition and now I know that it's going to be okay. We had Tom Cummings, who's an anti-pokies advocate, talking about his blog and how much it was actually part of his recovery to start blogging and to come out and say, I've been through this and I don't want other people to go through this. You know, we need to actually be taking action against pokies and pokie reform and stuff like that. So a lot of it was actually about the power of telling your personal story and bringing other people on board, educating other people and helping them not to feel alone. And I was talking a lot about mental health and mental illness and how there's such a huge role to play there in awareness and providing a way for people to talk about themselves and realize that it's okay.
Were there any LGBTI organizations or representatives at the festival that you were aware of? Or
I think there, you know, it's quite terrible. When I think about it, I don't think there were any specific events on LGBTI issues, which I think is a terrible oversight. Next year, I'll have to get in touch with you earlier.
No, that was not an attempt to. It's just one of those things. I mean, it's a fairly new festival, and why I asked that question was because, again, at the national conference, the idea of rural people living in rural and remote areas and the role that social media can play in helping people to feel be connected in those sort of circumstances, which made me think, you know, the festival would be great for some new initiatives.
Look, absolutely. And one of the, when you're speaking specifically about isolated people in rural and regional areas, we've got quite a strong online component to the festival to allow people to either put on an online event or participate in something online so that wherever they are, hopefully they can actually still be involved, because I think that's super important in a country like Australia.
Yeah. So what's on the cards for next year, and how can people get involved, or what sort of things can they start thinking about to be involved next year?
Well, look, if they have a look at changemakersfestival.org, our website, they can put their names down to get the email newsletter, which will be the first way that we let people know, you know, here are the dates for next year. If you want to get involved, register with us and all that kind of thing. We'll be a little quiet for a while. We're announcing our award winners in Melbourne tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about the awards.
Well, there are two awards, actually. There's ING Dream Starter, which is for a change maker who has an initiative which has potential to make real impact in their area. And the Steve Lawrence Award is actually named after Steve Lawrence, who is a serial social entrepreneur who founded the Social Innovation Exchange and a number of other initiatives. And it's basically, that award is given in his honor to someone who has also started a career beginning ventures and handing them over so they can continue to grow while they go off and start something else. So those awards will be announced tonight.
Great. We'll keep us posted about who wins those awards and all the details.
Absolutely.
And so just in finishing up, what is the website for I guess next year?
Yeah.
For people to start getting ready for next year, because, you know, it's just a great festival.
Well, thank you so much. Changemakersfestival.org is the website, or at ChangeFestOz is the Twitter account.
Great. And is it the festival going to grow next year, do you think, or is it sort of still going to stay?
Look, it's grown every year. Last year we had 150 events. This year we had 215, which was just so amazing. So, yes, I do hope that we continue to grow next year, and I really hope that we can redress the balance and have a lot more LGBTQI involvement next year.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure once the word gets out about the Change Makers Festival, you'll have lots of diverse groups joining in.
What
a fantastic initiative. Thanks so much, Sarah, for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
And we look forward to hearing from you next year, hopefully a little bit earlier, so we can get people razzed up to get involved in the festival.
Definitely. Thank you.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of joy. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.